Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 526. Why it doesn't pay to put wealth above health, and 3 tips to get fit, by Matt Kama with TinyBuddha.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. I'm going to keep this intro short and sweet, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Why it doesn't pay to put wealth above health, and 3 tips to get fit, by Matt Kama with TinyBuddha.com. Quote, "Man surprised me most about humanity, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having never really lived." The Dalai Lama. It was 3 a.m. The mean, destructive words that someone had said to me back in high school were replaying in my mind like a broken record. "You're fat. Why are you swimming with your shirt on? Stop eating so much." As I heard each word in the back of my mind, I felt the passion begin to burn within me to help those who were overweight and suffering from self-worth issues, like I once was. At 18 years old, I decided to open up my own fitness business. I had a burning desire to help others because I knew what it was like to feel worthless inside, to hate looking at yourself in the mirror, and to not be able to take your shirt off in front of people because you were embarrassed of your body. The desire was so intense that it had me getting up every morning at 3 a.m. to study, research, and work on my business. I was working at the gym, building my business from 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., 5 days a week. Other health coaches kept telling me, "Matt, you need to settle down. You're going to get burned out." But I thought I was Superman at the time, replying with comments like, "You just don't want this as bad as I do." Time went by, and at a young age, I thought I had everything. I was doing what I love, I was getting massive results from my health coaching clients, and I was earning high amounts of money. Business was great. But even though I felt I had everything, there was still one thing missing. I was constantly getting sick and taking time off of work. I was sleeping 4 hours a night. I was getting sleep paralysis. I wasn't making time to prepare my meals or train myself anymore, and my energy was deteriorating so much that I had my own little bed in the staff room so I could take naps in between coaching clients. Day in and day out, I was struggling, until one day, I walked into my parents' bathroom and gazed over at the mirror. Tears started running down my face. I slowly crouched down to the ground with both hands on my head. I was shocked at seeing how my own personal standards had dropped so much, to the point where I had gained back most of the body fat I'd once had. I suddenly realized that the thing I was missing was my health. The sadness quickly turned into anger burning within me. I used the anger as fuel to make a decision that was about to change my life. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I hated that I wasn't able to be productive throughout the day because I had no energy to do anything, and I was fed up with not being congruent with what I was teaching my clients. I ran down into my basement and grabbed a small notebook. I wrote down everything I was committed to changing and the reasons why I must change it now. I made a decision that from that day forward, I wasn't going to value contribution, success, or wealth higher than my health and body. I was going to value health above everything and treat my body like a temple. I began cleansing my body with fresh vegetable juices. I started exercising again 5 days a week. I became vegan, and I began riding to work instead of driving. I started doing little things that mattered and was going to produce more health, energy, and vibrancy. I learned a lot of things during this chapter of my life that may be useful to you as well. 1. Value health above everything. When you value building wealth above your health, you will face massive challenges, either in the short term or in the long term. But when you value health above everything else, the results you create in that area will translate to all other areas of your life. You will feel more spiritually connected, you will feel more confident with yourself, you will produce more throughout your day, and you will have pure energy to spend time and be playful with those who matter most. 2. Schedule, schedule, schedule. If you don't take time to schedule, it's most likely not going to happen. That was true for me. It might be helpful for you to take time on a Friday or Saturday to schedule when you will prepare your meals for the week, when you will eat, and when you will exercise, meditate, or do yoga. And 3, find an accountability partner or coach. Although I don't have a health coach, I learned the importance of connecting with someone with higher standards than you in the area you're trying to improve. I actually had an accountability phone call on a Monday morning where a friend and I would exchange our goals for the week. Our goals range from running half an hour 5 days a week to having a green vegetable juice and salad every day. We attached consequences to not following through by making a commitment to each other that we would do 100 squat thrusts if we didn't accomplish those goals we set out. Ouch. Jim Rohn once said, quote, "Take care of your body. It's the only place we have to live in," end quote. My only hope is that you take his advice and the lessons I've learned and start applying them to your life. You just listened to the post titled, "Why It Doesn't Pay to Put Wealth Above Health," and 3 Tips to Get Fit by Matt Kama with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Back when I first started counseling patients, I would hear this excuse a lot. I just don't have the time or the money right now. I can't do the things that you're recommending. I can't spend time working out because then I won't have enough money for my family. Or I can't plan my meals because then I'll have to sacrifice time doing fill in the blank. And early on in my career, I was a little bit more blunt with people. And so at that time, I would say something like, "Well, do you want to make the time for it now or end up paying for it later?" And what I meant by that was, if you take care of your body now and make those little, what seem to be sacrifices, but aren't really, if you make the time for those things now, you're going to save money later, you're going to save time later, save heartache later, and then you'll hopefully have more time with those that you love. Because if you commit now, if you try and eat healthfully or nutritiously most days of the week, if you try and exercise in some capacity most days of the week, you'll hopefully reduce your risk for chronic disease later in life, allowing you to have more quality years on this planet and more time with your loved ones. But I know it's hard to think that far ahead. For many of us, we're just trying to survive each day. We're just trying to make sure that there's actually food on the table, that there's some money in the bank account, and that we're actually getting some time to take rest for ourselves. And so exercise, planning meals, those things aren't a priority. And I get it. Remember, I was there too. This isn't easy for me either. So I completely agree that scheduling, writing things down, is one of the best ways to start. Even if you just plan one day, no, scratch that, one meal for just one day, that's a step in the right direction. If you schedule just one workout this week, that's a step in the right direction. And that may be all it takes to get you started. Now, before I go, don't forget, we have four other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. To subscribe to those, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. I thank you in advance for doing that. Thank you for being here every day. Have a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.